And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wayne how. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadee karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And, you know, in this sick and crazy world of war, disease, meat-eating, and George W. Bush, you know, we have to celebrate the small victories.
We need just one victory, and we're on our way.
Well, I am happy to report that Topps Meat Company, yes, the one involved in that massive 22-million-pound E. coli fecal burger recall that we discussed on last week's program, Topps Meat Company is going out of business. All right, hallelujah. We have a victory, huh? Yippee. Who's next? ConAgra? Smithfield? Pilgrim? How about you McDevils or Murder King? Kills Jr. or Wendy's? When will you be closing your doors for good? For the good of the people, the good of the animals, and the good of the planet, huh? Follow the example of Topps Outbreak Steakhouse, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Up Chuck E. Cheese. How about you, Skin and Snout? That's what a poop burger is all about. Hey, you know, the fad diet of fecal cuisine is as dead as, as Dr. Fatkins himself, to tell you the truth. You know, people just really shouldn't swallow the poop on a platter that meat is, you know? So anyway, what can I say? Goodbye, Topps. Who's next? You know, I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
I'm saying it because there's no time to waste. Truly, there's no time to waste. And you can't put off going vegan yourself any longer. It's something you absolutely will want to do today, especially in light of shocking news revealed this past week. Yes, beneath the headlines, you know, of what you saw of Marion Jones having to return her gold medals for what, hitting, what, 786 home runs in this, her rookie year? You may not have gotten to the real news this week that meat-eating caused environmental condition, you know, that meat-eating caused environmental condition known as global warming, it is here now. Surprising. It's not off in the future, as scientists thought. It's here now. So what are you going to do now? You have to go vegan. I mean, you just have to go vegan. I mean, finally, there's really no choice. It was reported by the Associated Press in Australia this past week, October 9th, from Mariah Foley, writing the article, Sydney, Australia. Strong worldwide economic growth has accelerated the level of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere to a dangerous threshold scientists had not expected for another decade, according to a leading Australian climate change expert. Scientist Tim Flannery told Australian Broadcasting Corporation that an upcoming report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change will contain new data showing that the level of climate-changing gases in the atmosphere has already reached critical levels. This is not off into the future. Here's a quote from Flannery. What the report establishes is that the amount of greenhouse gas in the atmosphere is already above the threshold that can potentially cause dangerous climate change. He continues, we are already at great risk of dangerous climate change. That's what these figures say. It's not next year or not next decade. It's now. Now are you going to go vegan? Now, because the meat eating is really the main cause of global warming. There's that United Nations report that came out that was in November of last year, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization report basically says that the meat industry generates more CO2 than all of transportation. Henning Steinfeld, chief of FAO's Livestock Information and Policy Branch, said livestock are one of the most significant contributors to today's most serious environmental problems. urgent action is required to remedy the situation, end quote. Urgent action is required to remedy the situation. I don't mean to be a shock jock or anything, but the situation is urgent. The remedy is go vegan. It also said from the UN, with increased prosperity, people are consuming more meat and dairy products every year. Production is projected to more than double from 229 million tons in 1999-2001 to 465 in 2050, while milk output is set to climb from 580 to 1,043 million tons. This is devastating. The global warming is devastating the agriculture. It says animal-based agriculture, livestock, generates 65% of human-related nitrous oxide, which is a global warming gas which has the potential impact of 300 times that of carbon. And, you know, methane is about 23 times the impact of carbon, and that's from cows. And this is very serious. You know, we had the report from the University of Chicago saying you would reduce carbon emissions more by going vegan than driving a Prius. So this is something that you can do today. You don't have to wait for legislation. You don't have to wait for protections from your United States governmentment to take action. You'll be waiting a long time for that. You'll be waiting. You'll be waiting and waiting. You'll be waiting, all right, like knee deep in it, in your Manhattan penthouse. You'll be waiting. You'll be remembering nostalgically Australia. Remember Australia. Remember Atlantis, huh? Well, I heard Nancy Pelosi on the Ed Schultz show this past week, and don't expect much from your governmentment. She's as vacuous as Mitt Romney is from what I heard there. Blah, 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 yada, yada. She doesn't even see she doesn't see torture as a reason for impeachment. I guess it's probably because she sees torture on her plate three times a day and really wouldn't recognize it. And what are meat eaters doing running the governmentment anyway? So no impeachment. There was a guest commentator on the Ed Schultz show. He observed that Democrats are still trying to figure out why they won the last election. Duh. Oh, Democrats. More like Dumocrats to me. So I do apologize to all eight of the Air America listeners who are card-carrying members of the Republikan National Party. Yes, you are right. Maybe I shouldn't just be offering the bumper sticker on my website, Eat Republicans, Not Animals, which you can purchase at goveganradio.com. I will have to talk to my artist, Fernando Negrete, to see about making another one. I probably do need to have an Eat Democrats, Not Animals bumper sticker, too. So in the spirit of bipartisanship, which always annoys me anyway. Who wants bipartisanship when they're both wrong, huh? Somebody did just ask me what's the difference between, you know, Democrats and Republicans anyway. And yeah, maybe a little higher fat content. Who knows? They seem equally incapable of doing what the people want, like ending the war, addressing environmental issues. So anyway, what can I say? If you want to end violence in your life, you can do it today. You don't have to wait for the governmentment. Just get it off your plate. Go vegan and save the world. By the way, the food is great. The food's the best. And you'll get over craving those pathogen-covered body parts in no time. You know, global warming is here. What are you going to do about it? You got to act responsibly. You got to go vegan. And that makes this program the most important program in radio. Huh, by default, here I am, just your typical shock jock, and I'm telling you, go vegan. You can go to Truly Vegan in Hollywood, have a soy beef burger with bacon strips, or cheesy grilled potato burrito, or burrito supreme with bacon strips. You know, just head on over there, and you know, you'll be going vegan and not giving up any of your comfort foods. I have to raise $200,000 to put this most important program on the air, while Rush Limbaugh is making $2 to $3 million a month. Can you believe it? Maury Povich gets paid for his work, and I don't make a cent off of this, but I do have to raise $200,000. I'm looking for a sugar daddy or a sugar mama, but it can't be refined white sugar like CNH because that's filtered through cow bones, and vegans wouldn't be appealing. Maybe an agave mama or an agave daddy, but please, I need your help. Maybe can you do $5,000? Can you do $10,000 as an agave mama or agave daddy, or $52 for the year? Well, you know, whatever. You can make your donation at goveganradio.com. Or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Donate online at goveganradio.com. It's tax deductible. We're a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. Ingrid Newkirk coming up on today's program, president and founder of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Destroy the earth.
And we continue now on the planet's first major network vegan animal liberation radio program. I'm Bob Linden, your animal liberation media infiltrator, just talking about some great restaurants around the country. I mentioned Truly in Hollywood, and the website is trulyvegan.net. Check that out. But all around the country now, if you're in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, you're very lucky. You have Sublime Restaurant there. And in Chicago, there's a restaurant celebrating its second anniversary. Yes, a meatless restaurant in Chicago lasting for 2 years. Yeah, because you can get the Chicago Polish Dog Sandwich with sauerkraut, mustard, and relish, vegan organic garden thin crust pizza. And you don't have to have the typical Chicago heart attack from the food that you eat. And you will be discovering Chicago's award-winning vegetarian vegan option restaurant, Lakeside Cafe, serving high-quality, wonderful dishes prepared with mostly certified organic ingredients. And for limited time only, Lakeside Cafe is having a special hands-on vegan cooking class series. And as I said, it is its second anniversary, celebrating today. Today being Saturday, October 13th, and we're being heard in Chicago on WCPT Saturday afternoon. So head on over today. Call the restaurant 773-262-9503, or you can visit lake-side-cafe.com. That's lake-side-cafe.com, 773-262-9503. Happy second anniversary, vegetarian vegan restaurant in the Chicago area. And also, if you're in Chicago, this Wednesday, there's a protest against the egg industry's rotten treatment of animals. Join members of Mercy for Animals in speaking out against the egg industry's rotten treatment of animals. The United Egg Producers, a trade agency representing over 80% of factory egg farmers, will be holding its annual board meeting and executive conference. These are the people who give us the misleading animal care certified label, and just, you know, just be there, okay? It's the sidewalk in front of the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, 151 East Wacker Drive, 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's this Wednesday. You know, I talked about this study in the past on the show. Women who eat eggs on a daily basis may have a higher risk of dying than other women their age, a study finds. Researchers in Japan found that women who consumed one or more eggs a day were more likely to die during the 14-year study than women who ate one or two eggs a week. The findings are published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition from the Kyoto Women's University. And World Go Vegan Day is coming up just in time to save the world. October 26th through the 28th, the third annual World Go Vegan Day is taking place this year for people who care about animals, their health, and the environment. Definitely get involved. A number of organizations, including Mercy for Animals, who's doing the demonstration this Wednesday in Chicago, the American Vegan Society, Animal Acres, Animal Rescue Protection and Rescue League, Compassion Over Killing, Friends of Animals, Go Vegan Radio is a sponsor, In Defense of Animals. Check out the website. It's really important. Get involved. Maybe you want to plan an event or activity to get people interested in veganism. Maybe a talk, a lecture, a cooking demo. Go to IDAUSA.org. Check it out. Host a vegan potluck. Order t-shirts and bumper stickers from the website, IDAUSA.org. There are pins and other fun things you can have. Students can start a vegan club in your school, or you can host a screening of Peaceable Kingdom, a wonderful movie. You can borrow a copy from IDA. Call 415-388-9641. Write a letter to the editor. Definitely get involved in World Go Vegan Days. Add a link to your website. If you run an animal protection organization, get involved as a sponsor. Okay, visit the website. Go to worldgovegandays.com. worldgovegandays.com. Tomorrow, October 15th, starts a lecture series that'll go on till the end of the month. Health lectures. Webster Elementary School in Malibu, 3602 Winter Canyon Road, 7 p.m. Dr. Milton Mills, he's the Associate Director for Preventive Medicine from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. If you have questions about cardiovascular health, diabetes, obesity, any health questions, definitely check it out. There's free healthy food for you to snack upon. Call 818-458-8884, 818-458-8884 for information. Again, that starts tomorrow evening. The dogs are coming from Ethiopia. We talked about them being rescued from the pit in Ethiopia. So if you can be a good guardian, you want to adopt one of the dogs rescued from the pit, call Dr. Rabo at 713-213-5952. Four dogs coming rescued from Ethiopia, 713-213-5952. Howard Lyman is speaking, and he'll be speaking with Dr. Joe Esposito coming up, let's see here, in Malibu, 1600 Las Virgenes Canyon Road. Call 770-427-7387. Let's see, when is he speaking? I think that's this coming Saturday. Yes, it is indeed. So Howard Lyman and Dr. Joe Esposito coming up, 770-427. Wait a second. No. Here's the number. It's coming up Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. Here's the number, 310-924-4660. 310-924-4660. Please make a donation to Go Vegan Radio. Do it online at goveganradio.com. Am I out of time now, Peter? Okay. Or you can mail your donation to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We need your help. Please support this radio program for the animals, your health, and the environment.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and we are honored today to have a very special guest. She was the first guest on this program 7 years ago. Believe it or not, it is that long. She was the first guest when we launched on Air America, even though the network forgot to press a few of the buttons to get everybody online with it. So I wanted to have Ingrid Newkirk back as quickly as possible on our new lineup on Air America with 27 radio stations and XM Satellite. And Ingrid is the co-founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. She is an in-demand speaker everywhere. I think I just saw her on Bill Maher's show just a few days ago, and a prolific author, writing Save the Animals, 101 Easy Things You Can Do, just a number of books, The Compassionate Cook, and 251 Ways to Make Your Cat Adore You. And just you can find all of her writings there at PETA.org. And recently she has 50 Awesome Ways Kids Can Help Animals. And welcome back to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Ingrid Newkirk.
Hey, Bob. Thank you. You know, 7 years, of course, is one dog year. And my latest book is called Let's Have a Dog Party.
It's only one dog year I've been doing this. Thank you. I'm more relaxed about it now there. So, oh, much less stressful thinking of it that way, you know. So, well, in having a dog year, I would say that the most controversial animal exploitation story of the year relates to Michael Vick, and he came to visit you at your headquarters there last month, didn't he?
He did indeed. I mean, it's hard to find anything more gruesome and disgusting than what Michael Vick has done and has admitted to do on his property in Virginia. I can't get over the fact that when he became a big deal football player, that he took all this wealth, kept his same old friends and his same old habits, and actually spent a lot of money building the biggest dogfighting ring, a secret place in the woods with different pits, different training areas, even burial areas. I mean, how can somebody who has come so far from that sort of background keep it going with him and watch those animals die? But I did write to him because, you know, there's that bumper sticker that says hatred isn't a family value. I think that we can feel so strongly, and rightly so, about the disgusting things that he did. But somehow, you've got to always have hope. There's no point if you don't have hope. I am a bit of a skeptic. I think many people listening will be. I'm not sure if he's capable of having a change of heart. But we thought we should at least give him the information that he's never, probably ever, been exposed to that says, hey, Michael, dogs aren't things. They're not robots. They're not your amusements. They're flesh and blood. Look at them. See how they suffer. See how they cringe and shake when they're afraid. And look at the similarities between you, your children, and all the other creatures on the face of the earth who depend on magnanimity from human beings, understanding from human beings. So we brought him into the office. He agreed to come for an 8-hour session, made him put away his cell phone, probably the only day in his adult life he hasn't been able to use his cell phone, wouldn't let his bodyguard come into the room with him. He had to sit there by himself and listen to Peter Stoff show him videos, talk to him about various empathy studies with animals, about the criminal links of violence to children and human beings from people who are cruel to animals, and listen to Alice Walker's Am I Blue, read Albert Schweitzer's writing, all sorts of things for 8 hours, and then take the stories that he learned with him to, believe it or not, he's going to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and to some Christian youth group where he speaks to awestruck children. And we have now armed him with the information he needs to impart to them to try to somehow stop the message that he had given them, which was that dog fighting was okay.
How did he react then, sitting in your office? And I believe this is a workshop that you've developed, and in fact, I think you're lobbying the NFL to make it mandatory viewing, a Developing Empathy for Animals course or workshop.
Exactly, Bob. Exactly. This is bigger than Michael Vick. This is. The NFL has had a lot of problems with violence with its players, beating up girlfriends, killing a dog, all sorts of things, and even supporting Michael Vick. One of them came out and said, well, you know, what's the big deal about dog fighting, basically? So we think every NFL player would benefit from taking this course. But they're not alone either. If you go to the PETA.org website, you can see the whole course that Michael Vick took. the children's materials, the adults' materials, what he had to watch, the books, the videos. And what we're saying to people is, if you know any juvenile authorities, we were just contacted by, I think, a law enforcement office in maybe California that is going to put this course into all their district attorney's offices. So it's available for anybody with school connections, club connections. They can show it in a library. They can show it to junior offenders, adult offenders. It can be used by anybody in law enforcement or not in law enforcement to try to get through to people that animals are wonderful, feeling, sentient beings, and they deserve respect.
You know, I even heard on some Air America programs people diminishing the value of this because it was just dogs, and they were saying, well, you know, what about those who beat up their wives or girlfriends? And they often don't recognize the connection that animal abuse leads to spousal abuse, to violence against humans.
It's all one thing, and in fact, there have been studies, I believe, that the night before hunting season begins is a time when there are more incidences of spousal abuse or women being beaten up by men than at any other time. There also, of course, we all know that if people feel small, if they feel that they have to prove themselves all the time, that's where this machismo rubbish comes from, where they bully those they can bully. It's not a fair fight. It's just a nasty bullying business to say, look at me, I'm so strong, I can do these things. Well, any idiot can do something to a child or a dog or an elderly person. It doesn't take anything except a stone-cold heart, a small brain, and a very desperate ego.
I would have thought that Michael Vick would have gotten all the adrenaline out by playing NFL football, that, you know, this wouldn't be some other way of getting his kicks. How did he react to the course when he was there? What did he say? How was the interaction between you and Mr. Vick?
Well, I met with him first to see if it was going to work for him to take the course, and he was respectful. He was humble. He listened attentively. He ended up asking a lot of questions, and in fact, he had to take a test. So he was here three times for the preliminary interview, for the eight-hour course, the empathy course. And then he came back after he'd studied his take-home work, and he took our test. And the test is also online, not what he wrote, but the test itself, which anyone can take at peter.org. I don't know what goes on in his head, and I don't know what goes on in his heart, but I did tell him in the very first meeting that Peter's position will not change if you take this course. Our position is that you have done something so disgusting and so cruel, and you are in a position where it can in no way be seen that because you have money and stardom, fame and so on, that you can pay fancy lawyers to get you off. You have to go to jail, and we are telling the judge we want you to serve not just time, but serious time, because this isn't, I can't say only or just, this isn't fighting dogs alone. This isn't killing dogs, drowning them, electrocuting them, the things that happened on that property, but it's planning the entire enterprise and funding it. You know, this is a very deliberate, willful thing, and it wasn't once. It went on for years, and his name has come up in regard to dog fighting activities in other states like the Carolinas and Texas and so on. So we said our position will not change, and in fact we told the judge, you will have heard that he took an empathy course at Peter. This, we do not want that course to reduce his jail sentence by 20 minutes or 20 seconds. We want him to serve serious time. And beyond that, we believe that the judge should say that he can't have contact with animals. Because if he looked into those animals' eyes and it didn't move him, maybe our course has done something, maybe it hasn't, but you can't trust. You just have to hope, but you can't trust that he should be around dogs or other animals again.
I get so sad that people don't love, you know, just don't get the feeling of love that I do when seeing dogs, that, you know, it just breaks my heart that people are have such horrible feelings. Ah.
Well, you know, we're out in the field all the time, Bob, and it really is heartbreaking that you see these animals, especially we're in a rural or an impoverished area of Lower Virginia near the North Carolina border, and we go out with our trucks. The winter's coming up. I'm dreading it because there will be so many animals. We find out there dogs on logging chains.
Ingrid, we have to take a break. We'll continue with Ingrid Newkirk, president of PETA, on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. Thank you. We'll be right back.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat Stinks.
That's Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't want sick food served to me.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And we're talking to Ingrid Newkirk. Oh, first I must mention, if you don't want to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you can go to Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills and have vegan chicken, no animal ingredients, so don't worry about the salmonella. It's Vegetable Delight. You know, over the centuries, the Buddhist monks have worked to replicate the tastes and textures of meat, and highly acclaimed in the LA Times. It's Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street, 818-360-3997 in Granada Hills, and open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. You will really enjoy it. And while you're in the Valley and you have a printing job that needs to get done, you get an extra special rate if you're with an animal rights group or vegetarian organization from Shalom Printing, using 100% wind-powered organic ink, recycled paper. Shalom Printing at AOL. The phone number 818-905-6413 over on Ventura Boulevard at Noble in Sherman Oaks. We continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We were just talking about Michael Vick and the course that he took at PETA, and we're talking to the president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk. And, you know, what's interesting to me is, as awful as what Michael Vick does, when the cruelty and exploitation happens on a much larger level, like a corporate level, you know, to me, it's like Colonel Sanders is like the Michael Vick of our time, or a Frank Perdue or Dave Thomas, you know, but they seem to get rewarded for animal exploitation. I guess you have to do it on a great scale. And KFC has been a target of PETA for quite a while now. What's wrong with Colonel Sanders? You know, he's nominated to be a postage stamp, which is...
Oh, yes, I know. And we all have to write to the post office and say, please. I mean, one day people will look back and just weep for what we do. And I think there is hope, because back in the late 1800s, you know, Bob, the people didn't take cruelty to dogs or horses seriously at all. That was before the first Humane Society came into existence. And when the first Humane Society started, it had to stop dogs from being drowned in the Hudson River as nuisances, and people beating horses who were carrying heavy loads until they just fell to the ground. And that was considered radical. So nowadays, that the whole world can get into an uproar about what Michael Vick did to dogs, which is proper and right that they do get into an uproar, I think in the future we will see people finally open their eyes, get rid of thinking with their stomachs and start thinking with their heads and their hearts about what KFC is doing. We've just had yet another, I mean, it's stunning, but we just had yet another investigation undercover into one of KFC's suppliers of the year. And again, we find absolute horrors for these dear birds. They're so gentle. They're so frightened. And when they come in and they're dumped out of their boxes onto the conveyor belt, people slam the doors on them. They get caught on the wires of the cages. They have wings torn off. Their legs are torn off. I'm sitting here talking to you with a broken wrist. And I can tell you that it was excruciatingly painful when I fell down. I just thought, oh, Lord, will somebody take this wrist and do something with it? I can't stand it. These birds routinely have their wings snapped while they're fully conscious. Their legs are broken when they're put in the metal shackles upside down to go to the man with the knife. And our man, who was working in this plant, took photographs and videotapes of what they call red birds. And you may never have seen one of these. We've got a picture of it on our website, peter.org. It's in the new magazine, Animal Times. These birds are bright red. They're crimson. And the reason they are is because they're still alive. They're still conscious. They have not been stunned, and they have missed the knife, and they've gone alive into the defeathering tanks, which is scalding hot water, and their blood has boiled inside them while they've been alive. That's the norm for Kentucky Fried Chicken. There are thousands upon thousands of birds. It's considered, oh, just part of the business, because they're too lazy and too cheap to even add one lousy penny to a bucket or a box. If you're not a vegetarian and you eat chicken, don't eat at KFC, because they are so cheap and mean that they won't even implement a humane killing or handling method for the birds. It is outright cruelty. We have to take it seriously. They feel the same as any of Michael Vick's dogs.
Mm. I'd like to make an offer to the audience. I have some of your books tucked away in a closet, Ingrid. I have Making Kind Choices, and I have a Nonviolence Includes Animals, a PETA DVD. So I don't know. I'm just going to put it out. People can email me, bob@goveganradio.com, and the first 10 who email me and pledge, let's say, $200, since I have to pay Air America, I need to raise some money, I'll send you a copy of Making Kind Choices and the DVD, Nonviolence Includes Animals. That's bob@goveganradio.com. And you have a lot of educational material on the website, peta.org, about teaching kids kindness. I see you have Share the World, free educational program for elementary school children, Just Choices for middle school and high school age students, and people can email info@teachkind.org. And your latest book, 50 Awesome Ways Kids Can Help Animals. So you're concerned about the kids, and we have one. 1 minute left, Ingrid.
Well, I also have a new book, Let's Have a Dog Party. Oh. And it's really geared for dogs who never get a pat on the head, let alone a party. Those poor ones I tell you about who are outside or in the shelter dying for a home. So always sterilize, please. If your dogs are spayed or neutered, find somebody else's who aren't. Maybe go to a poor neighborhood and help them get animals sterilized. And never, ever go to a pet shop or a breeder. And go to peta.org. You can get free vegetarian starter kits, free anything you want that will help you transition to compassionate choices and get out of those cruel ones.
Ingrid Newkirk, once again, I want to thank you for being on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You are truly a hero. It's so wonderful to have you on the program once again.
My pleasure entirely. Good luck with the show.
Thank you so much. That's Ingrid Newkirk, the president and co-founder of PETA. And I want to invite you to, if you support this program, make sure we stay on the air. Tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. Or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. So please do that. I would greatly appreciate it. Again, the website is goveganradio.com. Thank you for listening. We're just about out of time, Peter. Yes, thank you. Really appreciate it. Send that money, goveganradio.com.